بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Here is a part of the speech delivered on March 21, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the occasion of Nowruz. There are certain points about the Iranian Nowruz and this Spring Eid, which I have raised before. One point that I would like to raise today is the combination of the national Eid with dhikr, praying, dua and spirituality, in comparison with other New Year celebrations in other nations. Perhaps this is a unique quality of Nowruz. Of course, I do not have much information in this regard, but I think it is unlikely. There are few peers with our Nowruz during which the people combine their national Eid with dua. Dhikr, praying, spirituality, an expression of love for God. Last night, at the time of the turn of the year, almost all the people from different social backgrounds, the elderly, outstanding personalities, scientists and activists in various scientific arenas such as missiles, nanotechnology, biotechnology, and the like, began the turn of the new year with all transformer of situations and circumstances. They spoke to God, said prayers, and cleansed their hearts with the memory of God. This is one point.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Another point about Nowruz is the Iranian discernment and talent, which shows their depth of thinking. They made spring the point for the beginning of the new year. Spring is the manifestation and bearer of hope. Spring tells us that fall and the shedding of tears will pass and freshness, renewal of nature and novelty will replace it. This is the characteristic of spring. It conveys such a message to people, the message of freshness and growth. Of course, this hope doubled this year because it coincides with the 15th of Sha'ban, which is also the day when the greatest source of hope in the history of humanity was born. And hope is the root of all movements and achievements. I wish to grasp this opportunity to say this. Those who speak, write, and message, and send messages to the people and work for them should create hope in the people as much as they can. Hope is an important factor in movement and progress. Thankfully, God the Exalted has provided the Iranian nation with ample ground for hope. The ground for hope in our nation and our country is extensive. Let the enemies become enraged at the hopefulness. Become enraged at the hopefulness of the Iranian nation. By God's favor, hope will increase. By God's favor, hope will increase in the hearts of the people of Iran on a daily basis.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.